Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of You Deserve Fresh Lettuce. I am your co-host, Rachel. And if you're not doing so already, please be sure to follow us across all of our social media platforms at YDFL Podcast.
And you can also listen to us on Alexa. Not to mention, we are also on YouTube. We're trying to grow our following. So like, subscribe, listen, and share with your friends.
So you're probably wondering, why didn't they name the episode? It's because it is a season finale episode for season Three. Oh my gosh. Número tres.
Yes, I can't believe that it's been a long journey. And yes, here we are, season number three. We've talked about all things from first season, second season, third season. Yes. You know, I think that a lot of these, by the way, we really thank you guys for always commenting and sharing yes. your thought processes, because a lot of the things that we talk about, by the way, are a lot of the comments that we get. Yeah. Like, hey, have you guys ever talked about this? Or I want to know about that. Have you taken a poll on this? And how yes. many sexual partners should you have? And
I
what's
know,
the average?
Body
and what's
count.
The normal? And I am just like, wait a minute. I never thought about this, but that's a great one. Like, what about the one? I know I got a message from a friend in Montana that had asked me, what about the relationships where they're half-time in, half-time
yes,
out, right?
Yes.
And I thought that that was kind of cool, because I'm like, I actually thought, well, that's weird. I don't think I know anyone. And then I'm like, wait a minute, my parents. My dad lives in Mexico yes. part-time. And I literally talked about it on the episode, because I'm like, that is such a great topic. Yes. And I think a lot of these topics that we come up with, you guys, because it's not us just coming up with the topics.
No,
you guys are literally messaging us about all the things, and even the Fab 15 men.
Yeah.
We get a lot of messages from you guys, and we thank you for being a support system in the YDFL podcast.
You know what? Some of you guys aren't too sweet in the comment section on YouTube,
okay.
but we like it too, because what ends up happening is we talk about that and we unpack it and go, you know, that's a male perspective. You know, we're not lending a male perspective. Because we're not men, you know, we're lending
yeah.
the female perspective and what we've been through and what we hear and see our friends going through
exactly.
as well.
Exactly.
And so, but we appreciate even those comments, because
even
we understand.
Even the mean comments. Some of the comments
saying,
are
yeah.
super duper mean, right? Like what you're saying,
yes.
like they're mean. And I'm like, and I laugh. I'm like, huh, I know that it's taken me a little bit to grow that thick skin. I think Rachel's pretty good at the
yes,
thick skin.
Yes, yes.
And I think I've become better. But at the end of the day, I do feel that, you know, even those comments, I think we'll take that constructive criticism and really understand that, you know what, maybe we aren't giving you guys stats or numbers or like giving you guys breakdowns on like why we're saying certain
yes.
things. And so it allows us the opportunity to say, you know what, let me do a little bit more research on this just so I can give a little bit more feedback and give a little bit more context.
Yeah, context and depth. You know, we understand the men wanting like, oh, you know, make the statement, support the statement. Where's the proof? It's like, trust me, bro. You know,
yeah.
But at the end of the day, we're also not coming up with things out of thin air most of the time. You know, we are speaking from some experience.
Right.
And we feel like, man, not everyone's going to have our journey. And also, we have Delia that was on one path and I was on another path. It's like two different like viewpoints of the same tissue box, as I
exactly.
like to say. And so, you know, we've gotten a lot of feedback from you ladies. Some of you guys are our friends and some of you guys
yeah,
are just followers
systems.
And, you know, and DMs. And it's so amazing to hear how these aha moments have taken place.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Over the course of like season after season.
Yeah, I think that one of the episodes that really resonated with me, by the way, and I think sometimes it depends on what you're watching, seeing, and we always talk about these damn algorithm that just
yes.
understands and knows what we're doing.
Yes.
But I think the gaslighting one was one of the ones that I really truly believe that when you sit and you talk to any woman, and even men, by the way, but I'm just saying most women understand what that looks like. We've all been in a relationship where we've been gaslighted. We
yes.
understand what that looks like. We understand like, oh, am I being, you know, at the time, I think that when you're in a relationship where you're being gaslighted, I don't think you understand
you
you're being
realize.
Gaslighted.
It's like they say, like the oppressed don't know that they're oppressed. That's like the magic of it all.
Yeah.
And you don't really know. And I think that even when you, that episode, you know, hearing the story of how the word came about and like, you know, they made it into like this little black and white movie or whatever. It even makes you go, have I ever gaslighted anybody? You know, because
right.
at the end of the day, it's like, wait, am I? So we were so confused by the word narcissist, by the way,
yeah.
to a certain extent, because it's thrown around in so many scenarios that I got to the point where I was like,
should I be using that?
Like, is he or am I? Like,
I mean, I know that, like, you know, there's a lot of different therapists that do go on these different panels and really give a description of what narcissism is and what narcissistic behavior looks like. And I will tell you that, in my opinion, I feel like I've rubbed shoulders, like, heavily with a lot of these people. And a lot of them don't really realize, and they have no emotion towards what they do. And they just justify everything that they do, that everything that they do when they operate. It's just business as usual. And you sit there and you think, am I tripping? Is it me? Is it not? And the person, this is just the way they move.
This is how they operate,
You know, and I think that with the word narcissistic, I think that everybody likes to deem their exes as narcissists.
Yes.
And that's why I really truly, in my opinion, feel like I have a hard time using that word, because everyone throws that word around very freely.
Yes.
And I just don't think that, who are you to diagnose someone, even if you're a therapist?
It makes it really tough because, like I said, we're all guilty of all of these things on some level.
Right.
The gaslighting was one of our favorites. What was, like, another one of your favorites for the episode?
I mean, yeah, those ones, like I just said.
About, like, the daddy makeover? I think that that was one where I'm like, gosh, men are really out here doing all this stuff. And, like, I don't know how I feel about it, even though women are getting stuff done. It seems like...
I think that daddy... I know that, you know, for the daddy makeovers, I know that initially I really felt that I had an issue with people or men doing that type of drastic surgery. Back when I was much younger, I just thought it was feminine energy.
Yeah, right.
I really felt that way. But now that I'm at this age, I feel like everyone should be entitled to feel whatever they don't like about themselves. And I think that that's why we have the tools that will help get us to where we need to be. And sometimes the gym and fitness and food isn't going to help. So I think that, you know what, if things are hanging a little bit too low or things aren't right, then cut it off, you know.
Okay.
Cut it, crack it, you know, like, fill the cracks in, cut the things, suck the things out, tape it, lift it, I don't know. I'm totally cool with it. I think that people should do whatever makes them happy. Like, I'm not here to judge you if that's what you want to do. I know in the past it was an issue, but that was a good one, Rachel.
But it was an eye-opener for me because I was still struggling when I would see men. You know, I'm approaching 50.
Yeah.
I'm a few years out, but I'm still approaching it, and I'm not far. And now I'm seeing, you know, gentlemen of a certain age, and I'm like, why does he look puffy and shiny? Like, why do his lips look like that? And so it's like, oh, girl, he has Botox. And then Dad is like, it's Botox. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I'm just kind of entering this zone now where I'm like, oh, my God, things are looking kind of crazy in Jurassic Park.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I think there's nothing better than, like, someone that wants to continue to look good, you know, whether that is doing certain things. I know some people take it overboard. Like,
yes.
I get it, and man, it's like, well, maybe that was like 5 surgeries too much, and you could see it.
Isn't it funny, too, how the people who have the most procedures done seem to criticize other people that either don't have work done or do have work done? Like, they seem to be the most critical people. I've recently been around some ladies who have a lot of work done, and boy, they sit there looking at social media, oh my God, look at this. And they're criticizing all the people that are, like, that don't have work done, or they're criticizing the work that was done on certain people. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting here going, I was like, I've been so surprised by it, by the way. But then I think, Rachel, don't be surprised. They're so critical even of themselves, which is why they got all this surgery.
Right.
You know, but I think that that was something we didn't touch too much on when we were doing that one. But, you know, but it was, I don't know, it's been an eye-opener to see the men getting procedures. That was an eye-opener for me.
I think so, too. I think one of the ones that were, like, major eye-openers for me, by the way, are, like, the deadbeat moms. I thought that one really hit home, Rachel. I think because the deadbeat moms, like, it's not just the mom that literally beats a child, literally. It's the mom that denies the husband, the dad, to see the child. And I think that's so important that, you know, I understand that you have a battle with your ex, but don't take the kids down with you. And I think that one, to me, really resonated with me, by the way, the one with the deadbeat moms and the moms that, like, choose to, you know, maybe they have no control over being drug addicts, but they choose the drug addicts or they choose the man over the kids. I think that that one really, really kind of was a good one.
Let's see. I'm trying to think. So any kind of feedback? Oh, any kind of feedback like from the people around you? Because I know that, you know, when you're starting a podcast, you know, I have a whole other show called Rachel Unpacked where I talk about business and strategies and all this kind of stuff. And I'm talking about those who want to launch podcasts. Mm-hmm. And so I think the biggest thing that I took away was when we first launched this show, we did it in 2020 during
the very end of the year there
and like the height of the pandemic. And I think people thought, oh, it's a hobby. And like, they're just doing this. This is cute.
You know what I think is so funny? And I'll take it back to 2020 because, and I know I might have shared this a couple of times, but because this is season finale, yeah. I'll give you a little recap. Is that, you know, I remember that we were filming at the time in my dining room, and it was one of those things where we were like, well, what are you doing? What am I doing? Like, obviously, we're being heroes at home because like, we're saving the world by not doing anything.
By not leaving.
And so,
by not working.
Yeah, so we were being heroes, and I'm like, well, let's just, you know, let come, you know, Rachel's got all this stuff going on. I'm like, well, let's just do it. We already talked about relationships. Let's get it done.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you that I know that I've shared this with her, and I was probably the one that was out there more.
Yes, I was.
Super
spreading and all the things.
I was there.
Every time I saw the news and it's like, these people, they're not. I'm like, tell ya.
Where is she at?
Yeah.
And I remember that Rachel would come to my place and she'd bring her equipment because then we would, you know, start recording and doing the things. And there was moments where I was, you know, because at that time it was like, it was kind of like you had to watch people.
It was like life
and then
death.
I was like looking at you like, okay, hold on.
The one who was like going to Cabo, talking about Rachel's coming. She's going, this is gonna, this is how it all ends.
This is how I'm gonna get COVID. Okay. She's coming. And you know,
and it was still called coronavirus.
I know, and we are in the city of Corona, ironically enough. Yes. And so I was like, this is the moment that we're gonna record. And all of a sudden, like I knew it, like I could feel it. She had it. And thankfully, it didn't happen that way. We never got it. And so we did season number one, we did it in the dining room. And then season number two, we did it here in this
our
beautiful
office,
building.
Yeah.
And then now we're here, season number three, in this beautiful building again. And so I think that the amount of people that I've gotten, by the way, and it's mainly men that are like, get me on. Yeah. I need to talk about.
The men have been literally to the level of annoying because these are men that nobody knows who they are. There's random men that we come across. Oh, if you get me on there, I'm going to tell you.
I'm going to tell them.
Let me tell you what we did. We booked a room here, a conference room, a special room. We brought in a videographer to capture it on video. Because, see, we do our own little thing here with our setup. We knew we wanted to go big or go home. We had chairs, a table.
Everything
ready for these men. There was three of them that were going to come join us and tell us. They were going to set the record straight.
They were going to let us know.
And when I tell you, we had to book the dates on calendar, messages back and forth. And we sat there, Delia and I, with this poor videographer kid.
And we're like,
and in
coming.
An empty room. And they were like,
sorry. And it's so
funny
because I remember that... I was like, are they coming? And you're like, yeah, they're coming.
I'm like, they've been messaging for like 2 days.
Like, I don't know. Something tells me they're all back.
No, we were like, they shouldn't do it. We knew deep down inside these guys, these particular men.
They should stay their butt home.
They should just be quiet.
Yeah. But I get so many messages like, you need to get me on. You need to get me on. And I'm like, are you a player? Is that why? Are you trying to, what message are you going to give? So normally I get more of the guys, by the way, that message me. I don't know what you get.
I don't accept male followers. So I think that's the biggest thing.
But these are guys I know. These aren't guys that are like random, like, don't, wait a minute.
So
no, these are
the,
like no
the
randoms.
Men are definitely like easily offended. It's a weird how there is this, like, you guys don't really know what you're talking about. And so that we've talked about that, you've had a couple tell you, and I've had like a couple tell me where I'm like, well, what specifically? And there's nothing specifically, like they can't ever bring up what's the specific thing.
Right.
But they're just like, you guys, you just, you don't know. Like, you don't know. And it's like, well, we know what the experience is of being with guys like you. And this is the female experience that we're having. This is like a real feminine experience that we're having to your guys' BS, whether your guys' intention is this or not or whatever. And so that part's been a little bit interesting. I think some of the guys have been like, I've only had like three guys go, oh, you should get me on there and da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
You probably had more. But like at the end of the day, I think the surprising thing was when we got stood up, surprising, not surprising, when we got stood up by those guys that were so loud and adamant about it.
I know.
They were so braggy about in this area because some of them were in the building and it was this whole thing.
I know.
And that was like, huh.
Yeah. Okay. No, I mean, for me, it's been really awesome. I think when we get the messages privately about, you know, and this podcast was created, you know, by women, for women, and for the Fabulous 15, because we understand there's Fab 15, and we're going to hold that down. But I think for me, what's always been really awesome is the messages that I get, and we get a lot of love, you know, because of what we say and how we say it. And I think that sometimes, you know, certain messages may not resonate with you because not all messages are. A lot of these messages are from our previous experience of being a married woman and going through divorce, what that looks like while you're going through it and everything's being thrown at you. And then coming out on the other side.
And trying to figure out the dating single thing.
And then being a female that's now dating out in the dating world with being now divorced with children, right?
Yes.
And understanding that there is all these different little chapters or big chapters, and people will go through these chapters. So you know what it's like to be engaged and married and run a household and business, and then all of a sudden
jumping on dating
apps.
Then
you know you're on dating
apps
and what that looks like, and you're spokioing people, at least I do, or I used to. And so it's literally taking people on different paths and journeys as far as like what to expect during these moments. Like, you know, for instance, like when you're pregnant, you would read what to expect when you're expecting. And it would give you a little bit of a guidance of what you're supposed to expect.
Yeah.
And we are giving you a little bit of guidance of what to expect during all these chapters in your life because we've been through all the chapters in our life.
Yes.
Except for we haven't been married twice.
Remarried. The
we
remarried.
Haven't been remarried.
Hasn't
That's
happened
the
yet.
One thing that we haven't done. So
season four.
Season
four to be continued.
To be continued, possibly. And so we don't know what that looks like, but for right now, this is what this is, you know? And so we're just navigating through life, and we're sharing with you guys our life journey, how we went through it, what we did, what helped us.
Co-parenting. Building a career after divorce. Like, there's just been so many things. Our headspace, our faith factor. Like, there's just so many things. And, you know, at the end of the day, we are incredibly, you know, grateful for each and every one of you, even the little negative Nancys or the toxic Tonys or whatever's out there.
We're
that's watching.
That.
Oh yeah, we can't call them that. That's
we
a bad word.
No, we can
I gotta
call
put $100 in the swear jar.
You know, we can call it that for sure.
Yeah.
No, but I think, you know, we're here to share the message, be the message. And if you guys have anything that you guys would like to add, ask, share, and we love getting the messages with people saying,
oh my gosh, we do.
Why don't you do an episode on this?
Yes.
And a lot of the time, a lot of them we have done, by the way, but we're like, huh, sleeping with the stripper. I never really thought of that, but you know what? Let's talk about it because coincidentally, I know somebody that knows somebody that slept with a freaking stripper that was a slash hooker.
Yes.
Because Rachel stays asking, what do you do after you leave here?
Oh my God. Like, sometimes she'll content. Say, oh, so one time I was at the soccer practice and then blip, and it'd be like some dramatic thing. And I'm like, what are you, who's taking you to these places?
Where?
What are you doing?
Who's doing what?
Yes.
What's going on?
Yes.
And I mean, it's just, you know, we're here to share the message, the stories. Hopefully it makes you laugh a little. Hopefully it gives you a different perspective, and it could confuse you. And hopefully that doesn't happen that way, but it could. It could confuse you. So
it's been an amazing run. We look forward to continuing it with you ladies on a bigger scale. We have no idea what the Lord has in store for us as we move into season four after this.
My God,
we were really sort of had a lot of people say, oh, it's just a hobby. It's just this. It's just that. Three seasons later and a ton of episodes
later.
And
what do we say? We say it's Oprah energy.
We got Oprah energy all day, every day. We got
something else. We don't know.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, whatever it is, we're here to share the message. And three seasons later, from the beginning of time when we were being heroes and we were in our home to like now being in this building and being on our third season.
Countless interviews, magazine features. I mean, we're just so grateful. Listeners in 28 countries. It's just more, you know, I've been speaking on stage. We've been at women's leadership conferences where we get to introduce the show to them. There's just been so, so many blessings, and we're very, very honored and very, very grateful that we stuck it out. And this
here
is
we are.
Here
and
we are.
To be continued. So thank you for being a part of our journey.
Yes.
We appreciate you.
You're a leaf in our lettuce.
Absolutely.
Go.
We are very grateful for you. Thank you for staying here.
All right, ladies. Until next time.
Cheers.
Cheers.